Hey everybody, today's another episode of the Joey Lifestyle Podcast. Today is number 122 for the fans. Last time we recorded was April 12th, which was exactly a little over a month ago. So that was, a little over a month ago. So we're going to get right into this episode and hopefully you guys enjoy this episode because we're going to talk about some of my life experiences, and other than that, we're gonna talk about a little bit on funny stories. Sorry guys, I just had my blender bottle just fall over, but luckily it didn't spill. But anyways, we're gonna talk about some of my funny stories. So one of the funny stories I will talk about to start off with is the time when, so one of the funny stories when I was about, I'd say I was around eight years old. And, so I had this time where we were, riding our bikes and we were trying to hit jumps like consistently. And we all, the thing is we used to always somehow manage to get injured every time we rode our bikes, 'cause we did some crazy stuff. And we'd actually push the limits of our bikes and ended up popping tires and stuff like that. So one of the things that happened was one time, there's this really steep hill. That was a big, like, that was a long hill. It was a long, steep hill. I remember going down this, this hill and ended up hitting this jump. And this jump, like, I got quite a bit of air. I got like, I'm going to guess it was over 5 feet of air. And the thing was, I thought I was good. And then I, like, as soon as I hit my front tire, hit the jump, my bike went like leaned forward on me. And, or the, as this, I guess the bike that I was riding on, leaned forward on me. And so what happened was I got too far forward on the bike, and I thought about throwing the bike backwards and bailing, but I'm like, chances are I could hurt myself worse doing that. So I ended up trying to ride it out, and I ended up hitting front tire first, and it actually ended up flipping the bike over top of me, and I got a face full of dirt. So, so that was one of the bike accidents I had with the pedal bike, but, we had plenty of, things happen. Like one time I was riding my bike and I ended up skinning my knee lots when I was a kid. So, that was a pretty common occurrence. But yeah, so other than that, we had some pretty crazy stuff go on. We always kind of tried to do more than we could handle, on bikes. But yeah, other than that, like when we, like, grew up and stuff, we went away from that and then kind of went more towards, like, you know, learning how to do front flips, and we're learning how to do back flips, and like pushing limits of our bodies, not more like things that we own. So like the thing was, when I was like really little, when I was like anywhere from like 5 to like maybe I was like 4, I could have been like 4, I don't remember exactly how far back, but up until I was about 12 or 13, we did some crazy, we did some crazy stuff on bikes. Like we went, like, we wouldn't even go easy on bikes. We'd like we hit a jump, we literally would send it as hard as possible. Like we were the people that like would like end up hurting ourselves in the process of like doing these crazy things. And then so like that kind of carried over into like adult years a bit. So like, and then other people like was kind of like that too, but it was like some of these things that we did when we were kids versus like what we do now, it's like it's toned down some, I guess, in a way it's toned down some. But part of me does think that the way it's been, I guess, put out there is that, you kind of like kind of the way I've been, like, was kind of told things and how to do things and and how to be successful is just go and do it. So for example, if you want to start a podcast, like I've said this before, or even, you know, learn a new skill, or, you know, maybe learn a new language, something like that. Just learning something new and learning how to do something that people don't think you can do. That is a very big thing for a lot of people, and can help you be more passionate about things that you enjoy. So for example, when I was younger, like I was like, I really like riding bikes and hitting jumps, but I kind of like went away from that and went more towards like buying, like, I guess you could say in a way, buying adult toys. So for example, like cars. So like a lot of guys that are like rich guys, they have, you know, a few Lamborghinis in the garage, or they have, you know, maybe sometimes they have a Porsche 911, or they have Bugatti Veyron, or, you know, any or Koenigsegg, or whatever it can be that's an expensive car. Like these guys that, you know, have this money to be able to have these expensive cars and own these things, in a way, they did do something right, to the point where they actually can succeed and show the world that they're successful, and be like, in a way, it's kind of flashing like their money around a little bit, and it's like, oh, look at me, I've got this much money. But I'm like, to me, like I could see like them like flashing their money around with like expensive cars and big houses, and maybe sometimes more than one big house, like mansions type thing. And for me, like having a big house and like an expensive car, there's not really a need for that if you have like that much money. But I mean, the only trouble is like having that much money and be able to just buy crazy amounts of dirt bikes and quads and side by sides and stuff. Like the amount of taxes you're probably paying to do something like that, it's probably a lot, but they also have the money to be able to pay those taxes, right? So for example, for me, like I would generally pay less than like someone that makes more money than me. But, sorry guys, I was burp going, but yeah, sorry. Excuse me. But yeah, so like for me, even like when I got my personal trainer certification, like it's only good, I think it's only good for like 2 years, so I'm gonna have to take it again in the next year. But yeah, so for me to be a personal trainer, it's like, you know, I can make a living out of it, but I'm like, I also could, you know, use it towards my passion in the gym and just helping people. I could just use it for that if I really wanted to. But like for me to train people in the gym, I find it really fun, and I find like it enjoyable, and, you know, teaching people all the things that I know on volume training and recovery, and obviously some on the nutrition, but I'm not as much on the nutrition. But anyways, off topic here, we're kind of talking about stories, but this is I guess part of a story, because I actually went through a company, which if you guys don't already know, ISSA, I went through them for my certified personal trainer, my certificate for that. So if you know anybody that wants like to get their personal trainer certification and be able to train in a gym, literally all I do is I just carry that certification with me everywhere I go. So if I go to any gym that I go to, I bring my vehicle, because my certification's in my vehicle. So I bring it in there, and like, it's not that I don't bring it in there just to say, oh, look at me, I've got a personal trainer certification. No, that's not the way I kind of like use it. That the way I use it is like saying, like, I've got my personal trainer certification. If you need help, ask me. That's kind of how I put it, and that's kind of how I see it as. But I mean, everyone's different. Everyone has their own way of flashing their achievements, I guess, in a way, because for someone else might maybe have a nutritionist certification, and then another person, maybe they have the personal trainer certification and their nutritionist certification. So they're making quite a bit more money than either me as just a certified personal trainer or a straight on nutritionist. But like for me to do that and for me to be able to share all this knowledge that I've gained from the past year in the gym, out of the gym, like online and stuff. So just doing bunch of the crazy amounts of research and studying really hard to, make this dream become a reality. It's a very big goal for me, and I'm very proud of myself for, having this certification, because it means a lot to me to be able to train people in the gym. And I hope that, maybe in the future, I can use a certification to train people. And I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a good thing to do. And but yeah, like I would love to train people in the gym. It's just, the matter of having time to do so. But Saturdays and Sundays, I generally go to the gym around 1 p.m., as a lot of you guys may know. But yeah, I go to the gym around 1 p.m. I go to the Wainwright PMM gym. Any guy people that go to that gym know me pretty well. Obviously, I do train with some people, and I don't always train by myself. But there are times where I do train by myself, and it is kind of nice to train by myself and focus on my own goals. But there's also times where I have. I don't really feel a need to train with other people. It's that it is nice to train with people. That's not really a need to train with people. It's, I don't even know if it's really even a want to train with people, but it's like the way I see it is like if I train with people, any knowledge that I don't have that they might have, they can share with me, and I can do the same with them, right? So that's the big thing about me training with other people is, they can push me to, get an extra rep in or train a little harder, maybe for a day or two or whatever it may be, however long I'm training for with them for, whether that be, a week, maybe that be a couple, an hour a week, or, 2 hours a week. Just depends on, what people's schedules are and stuff. But as I've said before, my one client that I have, not had, have, sorry guys, I'm a little tired today, but anyways, my one client that I have and still currently have, because he's actually wanting to be trained by me, but he's actually starting a job. He actually started a job up not that long ago, so it's not that easy for him to train. As you guys don't already know, I'm gonna tell you guys who it is. Riley Rents. I actually trained him in the gym, not like physically, like be there for him, but I'm like, this is what you're gonna have to do, and this is how you're gonna do it. And I told him what to do, and it worked. So obviously, I was doing something right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, if I keep trying to, help people improve on their fitness journey, and like, that's kind of like one of my main goals right now, right? So help other people in their fitness journey, whether that be put on some muscle or whether that be, something else. Just depends on everyone's goals, because everyone's goals are different. But the only thing I will say is I didn't pass my nutritionist certification, which I'm kind of annoyed with, because I did want my nutritionist certification because it's kind of nice to have that knowledge. I mean, not to say that I didn't learn anything, but it is kind of nice to have a nutritional certification. But I didn't end up passing that, because that was actually a lot of crazy amounts of things to remember. So I had to like write everything down, and like I just study so many different vitamins and stuff, and like it was a lot of it was vitamins and like I don't know, like bunch of random stuff. But yeah, mainly it was like a lot of different vitamins and then different types of foods. But like that part was like really difficult. And then I also like wanted to do like my bodybuilding certification. But before you guys even assume, the bodybuilding certification with ISSA, they only promote the natty bodybuilding style. So if you're natty and you want to get into bodybuilding, that is the way they promote it. They do not promote steroids. They do not promote PEDs at all or any sort of like SARMs or anything like that. But yeah, they don't promote any of that. And then it's kind of just, they just tell you, they're like, just train properly, get your rest in. Obviously, that's a big thing. I try and train anywhere from 5 to 6 days a week, just depending on how I feel. If I feel like I can train a little harder on 5 days a week, then that's when I kind of switch to that a little bit for 1 week, or maybe I do it 2 weeks in a row and, get 2 days of rest in or something. But like sometimes what I'll do is I'll do for 5 days a week, I'll just do 2 days in a row, upper lower, rest, upper lower. And then, yeah, I'll do something like that. Like that'll be like a 4 day a week. So upper lower rest, upper lower rest. So two upper body days, two lower body days. And then that's how I do train for like 4 days a week. But 5 days a week and 6 days a week, at one point you almost have to, once you start getting to 5 days a week and 6 days a week, you almost got to train a little bit less volume. But you can, what you do is you space out your volume over time, and that's how you do it. So that's how over time you increase the volume, is you just put smaller sets in, and you can just go lighter on the sets too. Like it's not always about going super heavy. But you can go like lighter on the sets and just do multiple sets throughout the week. But obviously get your rest in, make sure you have enough time in between each set to rest. And but yeah, sorry guys, I'm tired, but it's like 8 o'clock. I should probably just go to bed in like an hour, but I haven't eaten anything yet. But yeah, so that's kind of what I got. But one of the other things I will say before I wrap this episode up is there's a lot of people that didn't think I was capable of doing a lot of things, and I proved those people wrong. So if you guys ever have any people that doubt your abilities, you can definitely prove them wrong. It just depends on the type of goals you have and what you have in mind for your goals. So, but anyways, I gotta replace my air tag in my gym bag right away here, and I actually got to do some laundry still, so I got a little bit of time for that. And then yeah, I'll get another episode for you guys out, hoping very soon. So, but other than that, we don't really have anything else. And maybe next episode we'll go a little deeper into our stories from when we were younger. But yeah, other than that, that's all we got for today. And by the way guys, if you haven't already checked out the merch line, my merch line for my podcast is on my Spotify. So if you haven't already checked out the podcast, the Joey Lifestyle Podcast on Spotify, give it a follow on Spotify, give it a listen, please. And if you guys don't already know about my merch line with 1234 Marketing, it's also on Spotify. It's on my podcast, the Joy Lifestyle Podcast. In the About section is where my Patreon is. So Patreon, I actually made it so I can have people donate, so I can put that money towards people that can't afford merch. And then obviously I have my YouTube, which is Joey Morin 5011. I have my link in there also. So I got my merch link on there, my Patreon on my podcast, and then obviously I have my YouTube on there. So if you haven't already subbed to the YouTube channel, please throw it a sub and watch my videos and see what, let me know what you guys think. And the last episode we did, by the way, if you guys didn't already know, was April 12th. So that was a little over a month ago. But yeah, we're gonna wrap this episode up, and If you guys have any future questions, let me know on my Snapchat. So if you guys don't already have my Snapchat, jmorn542. And then obviously my Instagram, the Joy Lifestyle Podcast on Instagram, and Joey Morn's Fitness. So if you guys have any fitness questions, you can put them in Joey Morn's Fitness on my Instagram. Just DM me, or you can ask me on the Joy Lifestyle Podcast for future topic questions. So if you guys have any questions, please shoot me a DM, or, you know, my Snapchat, jmorn542. Give me a bunch of questions, and I can do a Q&A one of the next episodes if you guys want. And yes, I will be having future guests on the podcast. I'm looking at having one of my best friends on, and then somebody else I'm having on too. But we tried to get a guest on yesterday, but my software wasn't working. So I'll try and get my software working in the next couple days. And we'll see you guys in the next one. And you guys have a good one. And before we wrap this up, if you guys didn't already know what I edit my YouTube videos with, it's iMovie on Apple iPhone. But that's all we got for today's episode. And hopefully you guys enjoy the episode. This was the Joey Lifestyle Podcast on Spotify. And we will see you guys in the next one. See you guys later.